Hello, I'm your host Charmaine, and welcome to Beautiful Gems.
Hi, my fellow miner. Let's keep going with your orientation. As a miner, you need to be aware of the saboteurs, enemies and frenemies on the mining site. They will divert your attention, take you off track, distract, and trap you if you let them. Here's their playbook. Unfortunately, they have 400 years of experience with the same games they've been playing for centuries. We'll go over a few things to help you circumvent their tricks. So why have they stuck to this playbook? One, because it works, and two, it supports their spiritually sick state. Their actions are all symptoms of the pervasive spiritual illness called colonization. A colonial pervasive spirit, what is it? It's a disease of the soul, a separation of heart, mind, body, and spirit. To be clear, the color of your skin is not necessarily a determinant of this disease. Although it originated with Europeans, there were those who fought it and never succumbed to it. But they lost that battle, and those with power invited in and lived by this colonial pervasive spirit. They then tasked themselves with spreading this disease worldwide by conquering, taking, and infecting others with it. What does this disease look like? This disease is atomistic versus holistic. It is the division of heart, mind, body, and spirit, four parts of the soul. So what is atomistic? Atomistic is characterized by or resulting from division into unconnected or antagonistic fragments, such as an atomistic society. In other words, pieces of the whole or parts of the body. Why does this matter? It is said that an atom has three parts: protons, neutrons, and electrons. Protons have a positive charge, neutrons have no charge, electrons have a negative charge. Protons and neutrons are in the nucleus of the atom, or the middle, circled by the electrons, which are attracted to the positive charge of the protons. What about this attraction? It is just explained away as positive and negative attracting to each other. Could it be that this is explained away because it is not understood as a fourth component of the atom, an invisible force of attraction, or a spiritual life force? What does science try to do? It tries to understand down to an atomic level the inner workings of things. In other words, it breaks everything down to understand it. Spirituality, however, is the understanding of the whole without division of God. Everything is connected, similar to the circle of life. While spirituality can explain human connection, science can explain human disconnection. Division of heart, mind, body, and spirit. So how does a saboteur accomplish this? Well, they do it through illusion and division. With illusion, instead of seeing this saboteur as an enemy, they want you to view them as a friend. The second is through division. Division of self, heart, mind, body, and spirit, to create confusion within, to keep you unhealed. Separation from your black identity through erasing history so that you don't remember your power. Through separation from the opposite sex, husband and wife, to stop procreation of the black race. Through separation from children and parents, creating a disconnect with your ancestors, with whom you share not only a blood lineage, but a spiritual lineage with. Separation from the black community, because you see, if we all cooperate, that is akin to waking the lion and the lion realizing its full power. So how can you combat this disease? Just like the body, your spirit body naturally seeks to heal itself through a reintegration of all parts, heart, mind, body, and spirit. Spirit is the binding invisible force, just like the atom, that connects all three parts of the heart, mind, and body. It seeks to be whole again, a healthy, integrated soul. This can only happen with the involvement of the source of all spirit, God, or the great engineer and excavator on the mining site. When you go to him, he will give you the map to direct your healing process, like we have spoken about before in season one.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I pray that you build your relationship with God, love yourself unconditionally, and put in the work to mine, refine, and shine those gems.